Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If any human being needs a reason to be humble, he should dwell on the vast differences between his own weaknesses and sins in contrast to the power and the holiness of God Almighty. Paul writes, "For all have sinned and continue to come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. Paul prayed that the Lord would remove his thorn in the flesh. God did not remove the thorn, but he did assure Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Paul commented on the Lord's response to his prayers. "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12:7-9. When one meditates on the goodness, power, and perfection of God, he can understand why Peter would write, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." 1 Peter 5:5. Does God refuse to give grace to the proud? Actually, in one sense, God gives grace to every human being. If he did not, the wicked would simply perish from the face of the earth. Theologians use the term common grace to depict the gracious provisions which God has bestowed on all men. Jesus does not use the term common grace in his Sermon on the Mount, but he does speak of God's taking care of all men. God makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5:45. No person could survive for 1 minute without God's grace. But Peter has more in mind when he writes of God's giving grace to the humble. He is speaking of the grace which brings salvation, the grace which enables us to endure the trials and temptations which come into our lives. The tense of the verb in this verse is significant. The Lord keeps on giving grace. James discusses the same truths I have read to you from 1 Peter 5:5. But he gives more grace. Wherefore he says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." James 4:6. When one takes the verbs into consideration, that verse could be translated, "God keeps on giving more grace." Wherefore he says, "God keeps on resisting the proud and continuously gives grace to the humble." Peter charged his readers, "Humble yourselves, therefore, before the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." 1 Peter 5:6. The verb humble is passive voice, and should be rendered, "be humbled." Since God keeps on giving grace to the humble, we are to keep on being humbled under the mighty hand of God. With the modern emphasis on self-esteem and self-image, it may be difficult for human beings to be humble. But we are deceiving ourselves when we treat ourselves as if we are gods. The Apostle Paul warned the Romans, "For I say unto you, through the grace given unto me, to every man who is among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." Romans 12:3. No kind of behavior seems more disgusting to God Almighty than haughtiness. It is a slap in the face of God. Paul writes of the humiliation of Christ, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name." Philippians 2:8-9. Christians are urged to follow our Lord's example of humility. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God bless and keep you.